This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap. Back to throw. Fires left. Caught. First down. Brady's inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
The Pregame Social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Pats head west to take on the 2-1 Oakland Raiders. Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game. Live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Patriots Pregame Social.
Time once again for the JetBlue Patriots Pregame Social here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Andy Hart and Paul Perillo with you. Taking a look at the Oakland Raiders, and I'm going to make a small announcement here, Andy Hart. We don't normally lead off the show with any kind of announcements, but I want to let everybody know, all of our listeners, that I've heard the complaints the last couple of weeks, and Fred Kirsch, who is in charge of this whole establishment, has ordered me to cease and desist from giving the nod.
Oh, okay.
So everybody who is listening, watching, following on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever other way that you keep track of us here on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, there will be no nod today. However, if I were to give the nod, I'm going to guess it would be about halfway through the second quarter, because I think the Patriots are going to win big today, Andy Hart.
Yeah, you thought that last week, too.
I did. I cannot tell a lie. The nod is 0-3 this year, because all three times I gave the nod, the game ended up being in question after the nod came out. Last week was the first time. It ended up being a loss. So, no more nod. Fred Kirsch has retired that. But we have not retired anything here in terms of Raiders talk. Patriots, if you still want to look back at last week and figure out what went wrong and what has to go right this week to make sure the Patriots don't suffer a losing streak, we'll take that too. Obviously, tons of different ways you can join Andy and I. Web radio at patriots.com is probably the quickest, easiest, most traditional way for you old school types. webradio@patriots.com. You can send us an email. You can also give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Once again, that's 508-298-0398. Looking forward to touching base with Jeff in Vegas, as we do early in most shows. We also will go out to Oakland a couple of times, to the O.co Coliseum, and we'll talk to Tim Kawakami from the San Jose Mercury News, and we'll also talk to Eric Scalavino, which is only slightly easier to pronounce, from Patriots.com and, of course, Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, we'd like to look at the fan tab quotient early on in the show, and my guess is after a summer of wondering where all the optimism was for the Patriots on fantab.com and where the confidence level was and where the trash-talking was, I got to think that after last week, when the Patriots blow a 21-0 lead to a team they had beaten 15 consecutive times, maybe that took a little bit of a hit. Do you have any of the information on fantab.com for the Patriots?
I do, and it took a bit of a hit compared to what it's been early to start the season. Patriots' average fan confidence rating is down to 84 on fantab.com, but it's actually up 1 point in the last 24 hours, which means it was 83 at this time yesterday, which is not where they want to be, but probably based on the way the team has started the season, 83, B-minus, probably about where it deserves to be based on how the defense has been and the fact that they did indeed lose in Buffalo, leading the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, whose fans have an 89 confidence rating, as they should, starting the year at 3-0 and looking to turn things around up in Western New York. But we should remind people, if you want to change this, and you should want to change this, because 84 is kind of low, get your butt up there to fantab.com, sign in, you can use your Facebook, your Twitter, whatever you want to use,
sure,
and voice your opinion. And maybe 84 is right. If you want to go voice an 84 or a low 80, whatever it may be, go voice it. Because the bottom line is, we would like to be able to turn to fantab.com on any given day at any given hour and get an accurate litmus test of what fans are feeling. Are you angry? Are you lacking confidence? Are you happy? What's the deal? And the only way we can do that is to get more and more and more fans signed up so it's a true reading and not, as I said last week, one of those lame political polls which right. test 500 people and pretend to speak for the entire country.
So if you haven't yet done so, I urge you to get over there and create an account and log on to fantab.com/Patriots and set yourself up with an account so you can talk some smack to the rest of the AFC East and the rest of the NFL in general, despite the fact that Andy's right. They probably deserve a B-minus type grade based on what we've seen. And really, it's been kind of, and you wrote about this for the upcoming issue of Patriots Football Weekly, it's been sort of a tale of two stories.
You know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I got your lead.
See what I did there.
Obviously,
English
offensively,
major, you know it, Tufts.
Offensively, there's been a lot that's gone right, and defensively, there's been a lot that hasn't gone right. It's it's pretty simple.
Hot and cold, bipolar Pats. I'm calling.
And when you have on the same day, the offense making some mistakes, you're in trouble, and that's what happened last week.
But it won't happen this week. I don't want to give away everything I feel, but. Feeling pretty confident. If I were on FanTab right now, be about a 98.
On today's game, I agree.
Because I have zero fear that the Oakland football Raiders, as opposed to the baseball Raiders, would have any chance to beat Tom Brady and company this week for so many reasons. They don't lose two in a row. He doesn't have a terrible game twice in a row and throw multiple interceptions. And let's be honest, the Raiders are a truly one-dimensional team, or maybe 1.5 dimensional. Darren McFadden is their offense. They're the leading rushing team in the NFL.
Yep.
That's about it. I have no real fear, despite it, how bad the secondary's been, how bad the injuries are, the fact that Lee Bodden is out of the lineup, Rozai Dowling is out of the lineup, Albert Haynesworth is out of the lineup, the fact that you may have to start Kyle Arrington and then rotate through Antoine Molden, or, yes, his name is Phil Adams. I don't know anything about him, but I'm told via Twitter that he's a physical presence. Maybe Sergio Brown has to be your nickelback today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions in that secondary beyond
Things
the fact
to worry
that
about.
They
no
can't
question.
Play right now. But the issue is Oakland has all these big play receivers who not that often make big plays. They're scary in terms of straight line speed, but they don't have a great quarterback and they don't have a lot of consistency in the passing game. It's all about McFadden. The other side of the ball, their pass defense stinks. They have a pretty deep defensive line that starts with Richard Seymour and his boom, boom, arm crossing, X-rated sack celebration, which we hope.
You love that.
Love it. I think it looks pretty cool. You don't?
No, I like it. I like Seymour.
Plus, this day and age, the X factor is big on TV now, or I don't know if it's big or not, but certainly the promotion for it was big with Simon Cowell. And he brings that X, and Seymour says, it's time to put the kids to sleep because it's X-rated. Going to get dirty out here on the field. I don't think you're going to see much of that today. I find it hard to believe that Logan Mankins will let Richard Seymour single-handedly ruin this game for the Patriots. Beyond that, their linebackers aren't very good. Your guy, Rolando McClain, has been a disappointment. He's just a guy. The back end, they're both banged up and bad.
Why
a lot of similarities, by the way.
Why exactly is Rolando McClain
my guy? Somewhere I read that you called him really good or something.
I leave that to Mr. and Mrs. Draft.
Too bad.
That's you and Eric.
And I didn't care for him. I thought he was a Jag coming out. Overrated. And he was. Two bad banged up defenses in the back end. And who's going to do a better job taking advantage of that? Jason Campbell, who has a 3-1 touchdown to interception.
He does. You can't take it away from him.
Which is better than Tom Brady's at 11-5, right? Because that's barely a little over 2-1. He's got 3-1. Of course, it's actually
3-1.
And generally, he finishes seasons with like 8 touchdown passes because he doesn't take any chances with the ball. Who's going to take advantage of it? Tom Brady. Turn out the lights. Black hole, go home.
All right, we're going to get, obviously, delve much deeper into all the matchups, and I think there are some interesting ones in this game. Andy touched on one that I am most looking forward to.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Mankin Seymour is the one I'm most looking forward to, not unlike most people.
Let's get ready to rumble!
But we also... on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, there's a lot of different ways to interact with our show here.
We need photos from the black hole.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is Fred is already sending some.
Talking about Oakland, the parking lot, nothing dirty, please, because
from the press
I
box.
I would be very much offended. And Paul's a little under the weather. He may actually vomit if you send him a photo of, a different black hole.
Yeah, I am. I'm struggling a little bit today, but I'm going to.
X-rated!
I'm going to gut it out. I'm going to skate my lane today, Andy Hart. And Fred Kirsch is sending in photos, so we can get those up on the Facebook page. I believe, Kevin, we have a poll up already. I think Matt has fashioned a poll, so we'll give Kevin a little time to get that up there. And
if this were
PF
there in progress, I'd be saying something right now, but I won't.
Okay.
It's all right. It's up there.
What do you got?
It's which skill player outside of Welker and Gronk needs to step up and have a big day? Ridley, Ocho, Benny, Taylor Price, or Woodhead?
The Price is Right.
And it looks like
he's
finally
he's been on the field warming up. He's in Oakland. He's in the black hole. He's ready. And so am I. I've been calling for it for how long now? 2 months?
18 out of 19 games
of his pro career. Taylor Price will catch, I don't want to go over the top, six balls. I have trouble counting fingers from our producer in the background. Six balls today for 100 yards and a touchdown. Okay, that's what we're going with as a show, the pregame social.
You see what Ronnie Brown just did there? Watch this. He gets stuffed. And
is he trying to throw the ball?
No, he does. And it's ruled like a backwards pass fumble, I believe, and then recovered by the 49ers.
That's not a good play by Ronnie Brown.
We're doing radio here.
I know, but that's one of the weirdest plays you'll ever see, though.
Not if they're not seeing it.
So, obviously, you want to get over to Facebook, and Fred Kirsch is sending some photos. If you're tailgating at this game, like some of the other people are, we have, we have Lyndon out there in Oakland at the Pacific Coast Brewing Company. Lyndon, you got a Pats pregame there? Send us some photos. So let's see what kind of talent
maybe
you're pregaming
just
with.
To get drunk.
You wouldn't go to that place, right? Because generally, if it's called a brewing company, they don't provide Miller Lite.
Usually,
they brew their own
beer.
Yeah,
it's usually microbrews. But I would go just to be with you, Andy, because you know, you're the coolest guy in the room, no matter where you are.
Certainly in this room. Of course, that's like Jason Campbell having a 3-1 touchdown interception ratio. There's only two people in this room. I got a great chance.
Yeah, the Raiders, I agree with a lot of the stuff that you said about Oakland. I think they do have some individual talent, and they have big play capability. I just don't think they make those big plays often enough to keep up with an offense like New England. Now, we'll get a little bit more in-depth on that as we go along. But, I want to encourage the Twitter feed is open. You can hit up at Jumbo Hart or at PFW Paul. Make sure you put the hashtags on there, PPGS, Patriots Pregame Social. And, you can communicate with us that way. You can hit us on Facebook. And obviously, as I already said, we have the phone lines are open here at the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, as well as webradio at patriots.com for an email. Andy, what's the biggest, besides the Mankins issue, what's your biggest matchup you're hoping to take a look at?
Well, it's not individual, but I just think Brady. Brady is always going to be the matchup, especially against a bad defense with bad corners and a guy that's come into this with whatever he has, 1,300 yards passing at this point and the greatest three-game stretch in league history in terms of yards. Hey, let's make it the greatest four-game stretch.
Pretty good bet
history
for that.
So, you know, somebody sent me a tweet earlier. Does he need to throw for 450 for them to win today? No, that's ridiculous. 375 will be fine.
That ought to do it.
And I think that's where we are right now. As much as I talked about earlier on my appearance on the 98.5 pregame show that Stephen Ridley may be a possibility to get more involved with the offense this week, it's about Brady. And right now, it looks like it's about Brady and Welker Gronk, as our poll said. That's the holy trinity right now,
right?
And who can help them out, whether it's Ridley, maybe it's Danny Woodhead gets more involved. You know, I know there's been a lot of criticism of the Raiders linebackers, not just McClain, but others this week. Get him more involved so that he can have some touches and maybe make some plays there with his speed, whether it's Price, whether it's Ocho Cinco, as they continue to try to build his confidence, or if it's just get Price on the field and say, what can you do? You're healthy. No more hammy complaints. Get out there and play. Somebody needs to add to that trinity.
Yeah, Nick in Illinois has some thoughts on Ocho. He just wants to start off by asking the rest of the Patriots fans listening to shut up about the offense. It was insane the amount of emails I heard on the shows blaming the offense on last week's loss. The Patriots should not lose the game if they score over 30 points. I don't care if they threw four interceptions. Two of those forced the Bills to go almost the entire length of the field in order to score, and the defense let them. The offense is not the problem. Stop blaming Ocho, and for the love of God, stop asking for Moss back. Okay, now that I got that off my chest, here's my prediction. Pats win 35-17.
That's about what I'm going with.
Ocho gets 5 catches and 1 TD, and we get a Taylor Price sighting for 3 catches. One goes for more than 25 yards and another touchdown. Well, and another for a touchdown.
So our boy Matt LaPont, is not that off with his prediction of 6 catches and a touchdown and 100 yards. Just a little more positive. But we're positive here in the JetBlue pregame social. We tend to think people are going to have great games until we watch the game and they don't. Like last week, I think we were all predicting the defense to bounce back and finally make some plays against Fitzpatrick, and that didn't happen. Sooner or later it will.
I want you to back me up on this next part. This is the last thing that Nick in Illinois has to say. By the way, at the start of the season, I put the over-under on Haynesworth quarterback pressures at 6. You all laughed at me and said triple. How's my number looking now?
Looking pretty good.
And anything else? Did I laugh at someone for saying that anything that Albert Haynesworth was going to achieve based on the way I've talked about him since he's been here?
I don't know.
Oh, I figured you'd have my back.
I can't recall whether you laughed or not. I'm sure I laughed. But that's back when I thought Andre Carter was going to be a Defensive Player of the Year nominee, and Gerard Mayo, they might steal votes from each other, and that would cost both of them the award because they were going to be great. I was still living off the dream of that Tampa preseason game, but I've moved on from that. Now I'm about realism. And you know what realism tells me?
What does realism tell you, Andy Hart?
They're going to win today, and they're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, I think they're going to win big. I think it's going to be along the lines
of... a lot of negativity from behind the glass.
38-21 kind of game. I just don't feel like the Oakland Raiders...
Had a bad dream last night, Andy. 34-21 was the score.
That's ridiculous.
Sky would be falling.
There's no way that the Raiders... What would the fallout be from back-to-back road losses to the Bills and Raiders?
To bad teams?
Yeah.
I think it would be...
With the heart of the schedule, including the New York Jets coming to town next week, but the heart of the schedule on the horizon.
Yeah, well, the Jets have a pretty tough game tonight, too, at Baltimore. So, the Jets could be 2-2 looking at 2-3 coming to Foxborough next week, too. So,
but I'd rather lose to Baltimore than Oakland.
Sure, but they've already lost to Oakland, so...
Right.
I want to, as we do early in each show... Because I'm hearing that the money is really coming in on the side of the New England Patriots. So if we remember Jeff in Vegas last week, Andy, a lot of money was coming in late on Buffalo, and that turned out to be prophetic. Jeff.
And pathetic.
How are you?
Guys, how are you?
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Yeah, that was a real shocker last week that the Bills were able to win outright.
He sure was.
Yeah, really shocked Paul since he had the Patriots going 16-0 midway through the second quarter of that game.
I cannot tell a lie. That's accurate.
Well, this week we've got, it's interesting. We've got, there's a ton of money coming in on New England. The spread was Patriots by 4.5. It's jumped up to 6.5.
Wow.
Maybe even touching 7 in some places before kickoff. Point total has been steady, 54.5, 55 area. And then you can get the Raiders on the money line at about plus 230.
Huh. I'll take the Patriots. I'll take the Patriots and the under.
Yeah, Andy, I might be with you on that. Actually, the Jeff Smart Money Play of the Week.
This is a freebie for anyone listening.
I usually like to sort of fade or go the other way against late money coming in. But this time, I think the sharps are correct. It's New England 6.5. I took them earlier in the week, favored by 4.5.
Nice.
And you'll see a lot of the CBS pregame bozos sort of picked Oakland as their upset of the week.
Did they really?
They're a week late with that, though. That was last week. This week it is New England big, and there's just too much stuff. I'm pretty much in agreement with you guys.
Well, good to know we're online with the money man, the man who's got the money riding on it, because we just do this
and
for fun.
If you recall, last week he was looking for that Bills money line or something, some sort of thing. So, Jeff, as usual, thanks for the inside dope from those sports books out there in Vegas.
Yeah, no worries at all. Good to see Brady with the hair. He sort of did away with that European football soccer hairdo, going with something more masculine for the black hole.
Hell no. And,
they don't lose two in a row. He always rebounds after the four picks.
Yep.
And I think I heard Richard Seymour in the background, as longtime PFW in Progress listeners will remember.
You
who shall not
Richard
be
Seymour fan.
who shall not be named. The one thing he was right about was that Seymour never really makes plays. And as Paul will tell you, never really has been the same since that fullback knee injury way back when.
Well, I hope you're right on that, because my one concern is I believe Richard Seymour is one of the more internally motivated men on the planet. And when he wants to be a thorn in someone's side, he tends to show up and do that. And I think he would like nothing more to prove Bill Belichick wrong and come out here with a two-sack performance when he's in Brady's face every three plays. So that's my one concern here. But the good news is, theoretically, the Patriots' best offensive lineman will be in that matchup with him, and Logan Mankins will get the job done.
And thanks for the call, Jeff. I think Seymour's going to have a good game today
because
a lot of the reasons you just said. The injury.
Brady pitching a 10 back there.
No, that won't be happening today with Seymour on the field.
The internal motivation, I think that's a big part of Seymour, and obviously he's got a lot of that today.
Yes, so, he has some ill will towards Bill Belichick.
I'd be surprised to see him have a real question. Now, listen. He's not a ferocious pass rusher. He's not a guy that you're going to see all of a sudden take over a game. But I think he'll have, as he did many, many times here in New England, one of those quietly effective days where he does his job and And the other team takes notice of it.
A couple tidbits I just wanted to remind people of.
Okay.
There's already been some tweets, one from our own Eric Scalavino about the turf in Oakland where they covered up the baseball field with some sod. Apparently it's already coming up in chunks in pregame warmups. Seams are very much visible between the regular sod and the sod over the dirt for baseball. So keep an eye on that during the game. You never know when that's going to cause slipping. And the last thing a Patriots secondary member needs is to slip when trying to make a tackle. They've had their hands full trying to make tackles as it is. They don't need any of that. And the other thing is keep an eye for all the pink today in the black hole, which is an interesting sentence right there. Well, keep an eye out for the pink in the black hole, but they will be wearing the Breast Cancer Awareness Month attire, which includes gloves and towels and hats and cleats and all those things that they do at this time of year, and it'd be interesting to see some of that. I know that some of the players were actually tweeting out shots of their cleats and different things last night. I think Stephen Ridley, our guy that we're promoting, tweeted out his, quote, ballet slippers for the game, his pink ballet slippers. So be a lot of pink in the black hole tonight.
Yeah, and I expect to hear from a lot of people going to the game. And Cal, we have tons of people on the West Coast, as you know, Andy. We've met a lot of them.
Plus, there's a big group from
Barry's group.
Young.
Barry's
group. Chris Gokong, I call him. But.
And we have right now someone who is on his way to the game is Big Don in California. Don, how are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Long time no hear from, man. What's up?
Not much. You enjoying Oakland?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm like 30 minutes away, Andy. I'm there, and I got my Brady jersey on. And I dare one of them Raider fans to say something to me.
Okay. Good luck with that.
No. We're going to have fun, though, man. I'm glad to hear that Taylor Price is going to be there tonight. I think he's going to show off. And Andy, I think your boy Andre Carter, I think this might be the game where he opens up with three sacks.
I hope so, because
this might be the game, Andy.
He keeps saying that they're close. They're really close, and I haven't seen him close to a quarterback all year, so yeah. I'd like to see him close to bring him to the ground. The only time he's hit anyone, he could find $15,000 for it, but he keeps preaching that they're close, so I'll take that positive mindset and say they get after Jason Campbell a little bit today.
And I think we're going to be ahead at least by three scores again. I think they're going to make Campbell throw. That's when he's going to make mistakes. So Andre Carter and my boy Kyle Love has been doing great also.
Kyle yep. Love has played well.
He's Fred Kirsch's boy. I'm not sure you can have him. Fred is in love with Kyle Love.
Kyle Love has done the job.
Hey, is there any way that I can meet Fred after the game? Like, do you guys know where he's going to be? Maybe he can sign my Patriots Football Weekly. Maybe he can sign it for me.
Probably not. I know, I think Oakland's a place where you're kind of cut off from the fans and they get right on the buses to head to the airport. But okay. Keep an eye out for him. He's the short, fat-shouldered man.
Yeah, and what about Squidward? Squidward's there too, right?
Yeah, keep an eye out for him. He's the bald, big-nosed man.
You'll find him. Just look for those buses outside. Hopefully, you'll find him, Big Don.
Yeah, hopefully I'll meet up with them fellas, man, because, you know, I've been waiting on this game. I really wanted to meet all four of you guys. I know Andy don't like to meet fans, but still, man, I like Andy. I like you guys. Great show. Got to get off the phone. Don't have my Bluetooth phone. Don't want to get no ticket.
Oh, no. Go Pats!
All right, Big Don, enjoy the game. I do remember Big Don from back in the day, and
yeah.
We haven't heard from him in a while, so it was nice to hear him on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. And
nice to hear him being positive about Andre Carter in the pass rush.
I'll tell you a guy today, Andy, that we haven't talked a lot about. I thought he had a good opening game, and he was real quiet the next 2 weeks, and that's Danny Woodhead.
Sure.
I think the running backs have really given some problems to the Raiders, and I saw this last week with LT, and I mean as receivers. LT and Sean Green both had good games for the Jets last week. I was watching that as we were finishing up our stuff as receivers. And then I heard driving in this morning on a local show, one of the I forget who said it, but one of them mentioned that running backs have done a lot of damage in all three of the games against the Raiders so far. And so that speaks to your point about Rolando McClain and that group of linebackers is nothing special. I think Danny Woodhead could be a guy to keep an eye on today.
Yeah, and it's interesting because one of those linebackers is a guy that I think some Patriots fans had their eye on this year in free agency, and that's Wimbley, right? Wasn't there a lot of talk? People thought maybe he could be a guy that could come here and help.
Yeah, he's played reasonably well for them. He's been a guy that can get after the passer. I mean, I don't know what else he does.
At a decent level.
Yeah,
he got paid at a great level.
Not an elite level, no.
And Quentin Groves is a cast-off, former first-round pick, cast-off.
He's a kid from Auburn, right?
Auburn, I believe.
Jacksonville?
Yep. And he got cast aside, so he's kind of trying to reclaim it, you know, those first-round picks that Al Davis loves. But the bottom line is it's their front. If they're going to win this game, their front's going to have to own it. You know, Richard Seymour is the big name there, but Tommy Kelly is a big name. You know, probably not quite to the Seymour front. Matt Shaughnessy is a guy that a lot of people have fallen in love with on the end there.
Yep.
And Lamar Houston is a guy that I think we liked coming out of college. That name rings a bell.
We did. And I find it interesting that they're using all of them.
Yeah.
You know, and Bill said, you know, as many as eight in talking about their rotation up front. So, yeah, that'll be something to keep an eye on today.
With the Patriots O-line that A starts the game with, as we've talked about all along here, your top two backups are now two of your starters with Solder again at right tackle and Dan Conley in the middle. But, you know, they've called up Thomas Welch again, as they did earlier in the year, for depth there. But, you know, they don't have a net there. If something gets banged up and the Raiders their strength is up front, if by chance you have to go to another backup offensive lineman, that would obviously be concerning. And, you know, Logan Mankins missed practice with an illness earlier in the week. Now, he was off the injury report late in the week, so it's not an issue, but maybe it is. I mean, anytime you're sick enough where you can't be at your work or whatever, you don't know where your stamina is. You don't know where and he's a guy, remember in training camp that he couldn't finish one of those practice bases? He was really struggling, wouldn't let trainers come near him, but was down on one knee after every play.
Yeah.
He's done that not last year's training camp, but two of his previous training camps.
The last two that we've seen him.
Right. You never know if he's out there and starts to get, you know, hot and, you know, the illness kind of.
And we should mention, even though it was a minor transaction that you just alluded to with Thomas Welch coming back onto the active roster and Ross Ventrone getting let go, that's got to mean that Patrick Chung is set to play.
Yeah, so. Rusty Benson would have been your extra safety. That's his Twitter handle. If anyone doesn't get it, it's a nickname that his brother and his friends gave him back in middle school. So
that is
Benson's out.
That is more than likely going to be good news with Chung back in the lineup.
Yeah, my guess is your starting secondary today is McCourty, Barrett Chung, and on the other side, Arrington gets his starting job back. But not a lot after that. And when you need to go nickel, my guess is Sergio Brown might play as your fifth DB.
Well, that's I was trying to
Antoine
wonder.
Molden.
We were talking about the Facebook polls, and by the way, I should allude to the one that we brought up at the beginning of the show. It looks like Ocho is the guy that everybody's looking for. He's dominating the poll in terms of who needs to step up with 45% of the votes. 45% right now. That's a healthy number. So, Andy. Do you think that the fans are just waiting for something that's never going to happen at this point?
I'm not sure it'll never happen, but I think you could run this poll out every week and he'll always win because big picture, they want Ocho to do something.
Well, I mean,
he's a lightning rod guy, an exciting guy.
I mean, if you ask me who I wanted out of those guys, he would probably be my pick because I like him and I'd like to see him get some pressure off of him and do stuff. But in terms of what you think is going to happen, I'm not sure that he'd be my pick.
I don't know how you can have any confidence in him breaking out at this point. He may. You know, he's still Ocho Cinco. He's still got big numbers and talent and all that. But after what we saw last week, where two balls were thrown his way, one ended in an interception where people were questioning if he rounded off his route.
Right.
And the second was a drop on a 41-yard touchdown that was just a pure drop. I don't know how you can feel good about predicting him to have your breakout week. Now, I don't know how I can feel good about predicting Taylor Price to have a breakout week after he's been inactive for 18 of his 19 career games.
No. The only difference there is that you haven't seen him fail.
Right.
You have to assume failing in practice.
We've never really seen him fail anywhere. Anytime we've seen any short snippets, opportunities, whether it's last year's in the finale, in the preseason, practice field, he's been successful.
So we'll get to another Facebook poll, and we're going to get to some more matchups. I want to talk a little bit more about the secondary as well. Andy brought that up with Arrington more than likely back in the starting lineup. But, Andy, you think a safety is probably going to be more of the nickel kind of situation. I think you could see Chung as a linebacker today.
Just because of the experience. I mean, Molden's been here less than a month, right? He got here for that final preseason game. And Phil Adams has been here a week and a half now, something of that line. I just find it hard to believe. And they've done that in the past. I mean, Chung last year a lot of times was your nickelback. So your starting safeties last week were Brown and Barrett. If you move Chung to your nickelback role, those are your five DBs maybe, but it's not ideal. There's nothing ideal going on behind the linebackers on this team. Nothing at all.
We'll take a look at some more of that on the Facebook polls right after we take a break.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Honey, ready to go curtain shopping?
Absolutely. There's nothing more I'd rather be doing on Patriots game day than helping make home drapery decisions.
Now with NFL Mobile on your phone, you can enjoy going just about anywhere this football season. Watch live games on Thursday and Sunday nights, all right from the palm of your hand.
So, what do you think of these lilac-colored valances?
Bats interception, yes! Sure, those will hang nicely next to the wall. It'll just light up the room.
We should shop more often.
Oh, you bet, anytime. He's at the 50, the 40!
NFL Mobile, only from Verizon. Your gateway to live NFL games and more.
The 30, the 20, the 10! Booyah! Touchdown, Patriots!
Shh, you're frightening the seamstress.
Oh, that tieback is so money.
Text NFL to 8915 to download NFL Mobile today. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Back here at Gillette Stadium, getting ready for the Oakland Raiders. Trip to the black hole. You know, Andy, the first couple of road trips that we went on game day, you know, when the game's getting ready to go, I've sort of felt a little, I should be there. You know, I'm used to traveling. We've been traveling for 12 years. Been at every game just about. I don't feel that today.
Now, is that the six-hour flight out that you didn't feel guilty about?
That's a big part
Four
of it,
Four and a
yes.
half back in the middle of the night that you didn't feel guilty about?
That's also a big part of it. The fact that it's Oakland and the stadium's a dump and there's nothing
terrible.
To see. That's a part of it.
I heard Scott Zolak when I was driving in talking about how it smelled like garbage everywhere.
Yeah, and the ridiculous sore throat that I'm trying to battle through probably wouldn't have been the best thing to get on a plane with.
You want some cheese
well.
With that wine?
I told you I'll suck it up. I'll get through. Want to hit some emails?
Sure. Can I just hit a couple tweets real quick?
Well, why don't you?
Just wanted to update the previous...
See, the answer to that should have been no. I want to get to some tweets, Paul. Let's
well, just real
that.
Quick, I do tweets.
Go ahead.
I got to read them before you steal them from me. I know how you are wont to do that. Stephen Ridley, as we talked about earlier, apparently is the player sporting the most pink, based on all the tweets, has everything. Cleats, gloves, skull cap, towel, you name it. If it's pink, he likes it. And he's wearing it today to support breast cancer awareness. And otherwise, the other note coming out of Twitter from Real Patriot is a photo that I retweeted of Richard Seymour catching up with Robert Kraft, the man who drafted him, obviously, as owner in New England. And they're getting to see each other on the field out in the black hole. Okay, emails.
Juan in Texas was just wondering why I sound so funny, and it is because my throat is killing me.
He's basically hitting puberty.
I basically have a bubble in my
or
throat.
Or menopause.
That I can't get rid of. That was extremely uncalled for, that last part there. AJ and Peabody, one of our chronics, Andy. I'm a little disappointed we don't have any photos from him, though. He usually likes to send photos. Things to consider when picking today's winner. Will Oakland run the ball like it did versus the Jets?
No.
AJ says no as well. Will Oakland be able
success.
To slow down Tom Brady at all?
Hell no. Can I get a hell no?
Will Tom throw 4 interceptions 2 weeks in a row?
Hells no. No chance.
Will Bill be out for blood after being embarrassed last week?
Hells yes.
Pats roll by 10+.
Even though he has respect for Coach Davis. Al.
If you break it down that way, I mean, I know that probably doesn't make for a good, you know, 2-hour pregame show where you don't really talk about any of the personnel and the matchups and whatnot.
We'll get to that.
But isn't that kind of, in a nutshell, that kind of says it all. you know what I mean? I mean, I don't see Tom Brady contributing to a defeat 2 weeks in a row.
No.
I mean, even the best have their moments, and they have games where they don't help, they hurt. Tom Brady never does that 2 weeks in a row. On the rare occasions when he's thrown in a stink bomb like he did last Sunday, he usually bounces back with a vengeance, and this is the perfect team to do so against. So I'd expect him to come out strong. And also, I just don't see Oakland being able to run the ball enough.
That's the one that I'm the most fearful of. And I don't think enough, because I think the defense stinks for Oakland, and Brady will do it faster than McFadden can. But the thing I feel least confidence about right now is the Patriots' defense, including the running game, stopping the run. I think the tackling has been terrible. I think some of the rotations up front haven't worked all that well. So I don't have a ton of faith, but I think it's hard as a running back to do it yourself and just carry a team to victory, especially against a high-scoring offense. If the Patriots were a different team and you only expected them to put 21 points on the board, I think McFadden might have a chance to get it done. But you can't run the ball all day long and put up 34 points, which is what the Bills needed last week to beat the Patriots. I don't see it happening.
Matt is in Florida, and he says the Patriots have prided themselves with the fact that if Tom ever went down for an extended period of time, knock on wood, they could still function and win, unlike the Colts with Manning. But with the defense's ineptitude and Ocho Stinko's performance, if he were to go down, the Patriots would suck. Are the Patriots really becoming that kind of team that depends on one guy to make or break the team? What do you think of that, Andy?
Right now I think they would be in serious trouble. When you don't play any defense, you've yet to establish a ground game, and you lose Tom Brady, I think Brian Hoyer would be in serious, serious trouble. You know, I think they'd still throw the ball, move the ball some, because I think this offense, that's what they do. But to be competitive, to win more games than you lose, they would have to have a major, major upgrade on defense for him to be able to compete.
Okay, I'm going to head back over to the Ace Ticket Hotline and talk to one of your favorites, Andy, Olivier in Virginia.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How are you?
Muy bien, y tú?
That's Spanish with a French accent. Beat that!
He attempts to speak French to me with a Spanish accent. Well, or the other way around.
I only know Spanish.
Muy bien.
What's up, man?
Oui, boy.
Very nice. Enough. Hey, Paul, I saw you guys as PFW on TV. Have you lost weight?
Thank you very much. I've been working on it.
In his bra, maybe.
No, you know what it is?
It's funny because he's fat.
You know what it is, Olivier? Is in a warped way, Andy Hart actually does me a service. Because he continues to tell everybody how fat I am. People expect this, like, just unbelievable blob. And I need to lose 40 pounds. Easy.
Are you serious?
Easy, no, I need to lose 40 pounds.
Do Atkins.
Nah, I don't know about that. But yeah, I definitely need to lose some weight. But Andy has it out that I should be on The Biggest Loser, and you know I need to drop 250 pounds.
I don't think so.
You know,
think
to save my life,
you should be on the biggest winner. You know, the loser.
Hey, Olivier, nicely done, right there, my friend. What can we do for you? The show. Hey, the floor is yours. What do you got this week?
Well, listen. First of all, thanks for having those great analysis after the loss. I was actually flying to Hong Kong during the game, so I couldn't call you guys. And as soon as I landed, of course, I got depressed because, you know, we had lost in such a fashion. But, you know, it seems that we, you know, the defense, you know, I guess it's a work in progress. And I'm kind of new into football analysis. I've been following the past for, I guess, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, but I never really paid attention to the strategy of football. And so a lot of people say, you know, it's 3 weeks, so therefore, you know, we don't really know what type of team we have until November and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm not really sure if you think that the defense is going to gel after an event or someone making a catch or someone doing something and things are going to start falling into place. Or do you think that, you know, we need to get new people or another person or something that will be the, you know, the deciding factor to try to change a little bit the momentum? Because again, Tom's playing great. I mean, the offense is playing great. You know, one could argue that Ochocinco's drop could have actually caused the game to be lost. If he had made the you know, the catch, you know, you score and then you have more time to go back if the opposing team makes a score on you. So I'm just wondering if what do we need to do, you guys think, to help Tom win? Because, you know, we cannot always count on him just to win every single game. And I know a lot of people are pissed off at the fact that people think that the defense is not very good and so forth, and people are panicking. I'm not panicking, but I'm just, you know, you guys have seen it all, and I was just wondering what type of trend are you seeing, and what do you think we should do to, you know, to address that? Because now, you know, we're going to be playing the Raiders right now. You know, I think we're going to win, but, you know, following week is the Jets, and it's a different story then.
The one problem I see with the phrase work in progress is it has the word progress in it, and I haven't seen a lot of progress over 3 weeks.
It's true.
And in the NFL, 3 games is a big deal. I mean, you're close to 20% of the season. And then all of a sudden you're at the quarter pole after the Oakland game. And if you haven't shown progress, you know, how long do you say this is a work in progress before you
maybe
say
it's a mess in progress?
Yes, that's my concern. And you know, this is football. There's not a lot you can do in terms of going out and adding personnel or changing things up. So what you see is what you get. You just either need to get better play out of some of your proven guys like Mayo and Wilfork and McCourty, who I've kind of spotlighted over the last couple of weeks, or you need to get quick development and good health from guys like Bodden and Dowling and some of the other guys, and the new faces just need to start playing well. Andre Carter,
you know,
says he's close.
On your topic, and coming back to Ochocinco, I think the guy's got to start producing.
I agree.
I mean, I think it's time to stop thinking and start producing on the field, because, you know, he's a professional. He's been in the NFL for a long time, and he's also been known to drop balls, and I've kind of, I mean, it sounds like he's a bust to me. I mean, of course, people comparing to Moss and so forth, but, you know, if you come play for the Patriots and if you're going to be a receiver with a, you know, great reputation and so forth, you have no room for mistake. Brady's got no room for mistake. Everything is always on his shoulders. Same thing with Welker, with the Gronk and so forth. And I think we should allow Ochocinco to be rated on the same standard. I just don't think that we should allow him. Oh yeah, he needs more time. He's a work in progress and so forth. I don't think we have any time.
Yeah, no, we'll have to see how that goes, Olivier. Thanks for the call. And, no, definitely they're going to have to take some of that heat off of Tom Brady if they want this to change. But right now, I'm interested in getting the other side of the equation addressed here with Tim Kawakwami of the San Jose Mercury. I knew I was going to mispronounce your name, Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, I absolutely knew it's Kawakami. I have it right in front of me because my producer, for a change, my producer actually did something right. He has it right here for me. I simply can't read. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Now, one out of two tries, I'll give it to you.
So I do appreciate you taking us some time with me. You'll be Tim from here on in. Don't take any offense, please. I'm a moron. I am Paul Perillo. Andy Hart is alongside when you're on the Patriots pregame social. And just curious, the 2-1 Raiders, as they get set to take on the New England Patriots today, what kind of level of confidence is there out there? In we talked last week in Buffalo. And there was a lot of optimism, a lot of faith that team was for real. And sure enough, they came out and they pulled off an upset and beat the Patriots. What kind of optimism is there in Oakland right now?
A lot of optimism they're going to score. I think that's where their main thought is. Not that they're going to stop anybody, particularly the Patriots, defensively because they've been giving up a lot of yards. Even in their wins, they've been giving up yards. And obviously they lose in Buffalo when they give up 5 touchdowns in the second half. But I think they're pretty sure they're going to score on people. McFadden is going crazy. He's healthy, presumably healthy. He had a little groin tweak last week, but then he has been practicing. They got receivers who can make plays. Campbell's been fine. Offensive line has been the real surprise, I think. There were a lot of question marks going. They've been holding up nicely, both blocking for the run and the pass, keep the quarterback clean. They're confident that they can put up numbers. Now, can they put up enough to stop New England, to beat New England? I don't think there's a humongous guarantee level in their mind. They're pretty sure they're going to put up points, though. And, you know, there's every reason why they're going to. One thing Hugh Jackson has proved is he can get his playmakers into space and let them make plays, and particularly Darren McFadden, who's had a spotty career after being a really high pick. He's been hurt, and even when he's been healthy, you know, maybe he'll make a play here and then go a couple of weeks without making a play. He's getting the ball in space. He's exploding. Jackson's a pretty good game plan guy. So it'll be fascinating to see how that matches up with what Belichick does defensively and what their defensive guys can stop that. They got confidence that they're gonna move the ball. They're gonna move the ball on anybody. They moved the ball pretty well against the Jets, and I think they have every confidence they're gonna move better against New England.
Obviously, McFadden is now the star that I think everybody hoped he'd be when they drafted him. But I'm curious, what does Hugh Jackson look for from Jason Campbell, and what would his ideal day be from Jason Campbell? Is it game manager? Is it play action, occasional big play? What is his ideal game plan for Jason Campbell?
Yeah, I think that's the second part. I think the play action, connect your short passes. They're not going as vertical as we know the Raiders like to go, and I think Al would frankly want them to go much more vertical. Hugh Jackson has not really done that. I don't think they're really into that game plan. They're kind of in the hit the short route. Let Jacoby Ford and Darius Hayward Bacon make a play. You know, let them go 8 yards, cut it in, break a tackle, then that's how you go for 70. If you don't go for 70, at least get the 8 yard pass in and don't just try to chuck the ball downfield every time. I don't think their offensive line is quite good enough for that. I don't think Campbell's quite. He throws a pretty good deep ball, but it's got to be in rhythm. It's got to be when he's got protection. And frankly, it's got to be with the running game setting it up. So Jackson is a power football kind of guy. He likes getting in, and he's got a couple running backs who are really good at it. Darren McFadden can explode, but he also runs between the tackles pretty nice. Michael Bush is a real between the tackles guy. He wants to set it up so the quarterback doesn't have to throw the ball 30 times. He's not going to, you know, unless they're down, he's not going to throw the ball 30 times. And they're going to run it at you, and then once you get the linebackers and safeties up, then maybe drop it over your head once or twice a game. But it's not going to be like the old days where they just drop back and heave it, you know, try to, you know, seven-step drop and throw it down some 60 yards. Campbell can do it. It's much better if he doesn't have to do it. They got some receivers who can make the play. It's a little West Coast, you know, a little slant in, a little out pattern, 8 to 10 yards to 15 yards. That's where most of their throws are going to be, and it's relying on their guys to make the play. And McFadden on a little, you know, just throw it a short one, McFadden, let him break 2 tackles. They're playing that way, much more comfortable for Campbell. And then if you suck him up, then you go over the top, but they really haven't done that too often this year.
You mentioned Jacoby Ford, Tim. Is he set to go? I know he's been slowed with some injuries so far.
Yeah, no official word on that yet. They don't have to do it for a little while, but I would presume he's going to be out there again. No official word on that. You know, that's a guy that, you know, he is like a little mini McFadden as a receiver. He's not really a, you know, stretch the field guy, although he can. He's much more of a take it 15-yard pass, break a tackle, and go 90. I think he's in and out of practice. It's probably going to be decided right about now, and we'll see about that. But they got some other guys. This Darius Moore, this rookie, you know, there's a late round pick. He plays all over the place. He, you know, took a reverse in for a touchdown last week. He out jumped guys 2 weeks ago. This guy's a playmaker, and that's the one thing that, you know, I'll give Al Davis credit. I criticized him a lot over the years, but he's found some guys who can make some plays. And because of some injuries and some other guys, the younger guys are playing. And they're producing. And when you have a Denarius Moore out there, it's hard to keep him on the sideline, although he isn't one of Al's favorites. Al likes Darius Hayward Bay. He likes some of the guys who are bigger and faster. But Hugh Jackson's getting the ball to them in space, and they're making the play. And I these guys can continue to play. Watch the Denarius Moore. He is making some plays all over the place.
Flipping it over to the defensive side of the ball, you know, obviously we had a long time here with Richard Seymour and know what he can do physically. And we also have the belief that he's one of the more internally motivated players we've ever seen. What did you observe from him this week getting ready to not only play his former team, but the guy that traded him away? And do you expect that he is going to be playing with a major chip on his shoulder, probably looking to break Tom Brady in half at some point?
Yes, he'll do it nicely. absolutely. I mean, nothing but a game face on Seymour, nothing but focus. He's not saying it's any bigger than any other game, but of course it is. You know, he could have been in there for the last couple of years, and they moved away from him, probably for contract reasons, probably because obviously the Patriots like giving up a guy a little bit too early, maybe as opposed to a little bit too late. I thought it was a bad deal for the Raiders. I thought they gave up too much. I thought the number one was going to be a higher pick than it turned out to be.
So did we.
So did we.
I didn't think, you know, I thought it was going to be a top five pick, and you're giving up a possible chance of a superstar. And I thought maybe Seymour had one or two more years left. So frankly, he looks like he's got three or four more years left from after 2 years. He is really, he's taking this as a motivational thing, I think. Got, you know, he's obviously always in good shape. He's remained in good shape. Doesn't get hurt. He goes after the quarterback hard. He has really whipped that other lineman into shape. And they've had some talented guys. Tommy Kelly's a very talented guy, but he was a little lazy. He took the money and kind of sat on it for a year. Seymour gets here and gets in his face, and also Tom McKelly has a fantastic year last year and is continuing this year. In that front four, we talk about McFadden, we talk about Campbell. The soul of this team is that front four. If they can beat you, then it's going to be very hard to beat the Raiders. The front four come at you, they stop the run, they free up Rolando McClain to make plays in the middle of the field. They kind of take pressure off the weakest part of this team right now, which is the secondary, because it's not very, you know, they lose Nnamdi Asamoah, they got some injuries. They can get beat. But if the front four dominates, the front four is getting after the quarterback, the front four can get into Brady's space, that takes so much of the pressure off everybody else, and it really sets the tone for, you know, that sets the tone for the offense doesn't have to score 50, but they only have to score 35. You know, the linebackers don't have to try to cover everybody because the front four is getting into people. Those guys, Richard Seymour, Tommy Kelly, Shaughnessy, these are the guys that if this team's going to be really good, it's going to be based on those guys.
We know, you know, what you just talked about there, Tim. It's going to have to be that front seven if they're going to be able to slow down Tom Brady. But how do they hold on? I know that not only the secondary is probably not great to begin with, but I think every guy that's ever played defensive back in Oakland is on that injury report this week. You know, who's going to play and at what level?
That's a good one. They've got a rookie. Chekwa is a rookie. Later round pick is going to play. They're throwing in guys that frankly, that, you know, a lot of the fans and coaches haven't, you know, talked about very much. It's going to be patchwork. It was, you know, because Mike Mitchell was a draft choice a couple of years ago. I think he's finally going to be healthy enough to play. He's missed a bunch of games. They're going to be, it's patchwork. They were patchwork last week. They were a little patchwork against Buffalo, and you saw what happened in the second half there. That's not going to be a place where they want this game to be decided on. They don't want it to be based on their DBs up against New England tight ends and receivers. They will lose that matchup. It's got to be about everything else. You know, Stanford Routes, pretty good cornerback, not a great one. I think they feel fairly confident about him, but everything else, it's up in the air. You know, if there's a play to be made, they're probably not going to make it in secondary. It's got to be based on the front seven. And, you know, their linebackers are not great coverage linebackers either. You know, McClain is a nice run stuffer. He gets beat all the time in pass coverage. It's got to be the front four, and it's not going to. Obviously, they're not going to stop New England with just the front four. It could set the tone. It could make it so it's not just a, you know, a layup line to the end zone. You know, I think they're giving up 35 or 38 or more. It's a matter of can they do it at the right time? Can it be at the end of the game? Can Seymour, you know, sack fumble? It's going to have to be something like that where they stop the flow of it. They're not going to stop it, but stop the flow of it at the end. And give them the chance to win it at the end with their offense, which I think is a very good matchup against the Rams defense.
All right, well, it certainly sounds like I know which direction you're going here if you think they're going to give up 35 or 38.
I think we're looking 41, first to 41, first to 44, something like that.
And you really think the Raiders might be able to compete in a shootout? They might be able to get up there in the mid to high 30s?
You know, they put up 33, 34 against New England, and I think against the Jets, better defense than the Patriots. You know, McFadden's going to have to take one to the house, and he's shown the ability to do that. And Campbell's going to have to put a couple. They probably need a pick in there. I've said they'd probably win if they get a return score that could put them over 40. But I'd like New England to win this game because I think they're only going to score 41, 42, and the Raiders are going to get to 35. And if they get a return score or something crazy, then maybe they win 44-41. But I would think at this point it's going to be a shootout where they don't quite have enough firepower. They got a lot. They don't quite have enough to match New England. That would be my guess right now.
All right, Tim, we appreciate you taking some time with us and joining us today on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Enjoy the game.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
All right. That's Tim Kawakami.
Might as well call him the Paul Perillo of the West Coast.
See, now, why do you got to be disrespectful to our guests?
Because I'm disrespectful to my friends. Why wouldn't I be disrespectful to people I don't know?
That's a good point by you.
I went over to CBS Scene and got a pizza during one answer.
Well, one of the members of that defensive line that's been pretty important so far.
I liked when he brought up the 53rd man on the roster and
Shaughnessy?
His contributions. No, I don't know. He just kept going.
He's out, evidently.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So
Huff's out, too.
Yeah, well, Huff and Chris Johnson were pretty much out. We knew that. But Charles Shaughnessy, I think it's Charles, right?
Matt?
Why did I think Charles?
Guy. I don't know.
I think I'm thinking of the actor. Anyway, one
Who's
of the
Charles
defensive
Shaughnessy?
Line. I was on one of those shows with that annoying woman. It'll come to me later. One of those senior
good
moments.
Radio. He's on. I think he's an actor. He's on one of those shows with that girl and that thing.
The annoying woman with the voice, like the
Fran
New York.
Drescher?
Yes, that show. The nanny. See? It came to me. Before we take a break,
I'm on that radio show with that guy who's kind of annoying, who never remembers names.
Yeah, I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and check in with Jake before we hit to another break. Jake in Guantanamo Bay.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Thanks for hanging on, Jake.
You don't have your dress whites on, do you?
No, I do not. Not today.
Good call.
Actually,
not if you're going to drive too close to the fence line.
Yeah, I got a McCourty jersey on today.
Nice.
I'm really hoping that hopefully he can get some confidence built up with this terrible camel coming in, and hoping get a pick, get his confidence up, and get him playing like he was last year.
That would be great, because I don't think his confidence is up right now, because all his teammates keep telling me his confidence is up, and that seems like a red flag that they're trying to prop up his confidence. And I know I asked Mayo about it this week, and he said, you know, he just keeps telling him to keep chipping at the rock, and sooner or later it'll crack. And I have belief in McCourty's physical skills, and I just think, I said it earlier, I think he needs to, if he can just get 3 yards, if he can win within 3 yards, get a bump so that he can stay with these guys, he'll be fine. To me, that's been the problem. He lets them get by him, and then he has to play catch-up, and he hasn't been able to catch up.
I agree. I agree 100%. Another thing is, Andy, I saw your tweet earlier. I asked you a tweet about Taylor Price. I agree with you 100%. I think he is going to have a big day today. It finally comes out over 100 yards. 6-7 catches, at least one touchdown. I also think Oso's going to have a big day. He's due. I think he's going to get it. And I think he's in the same category as McCourty. He needs to make one big play, and I think it's going to start snowballing. I think they're going to be all right.
That's a very positive view to take on Ocho Cinco, and I hope you're right. I have more concerns about him because obviously we've never seen it here, and he's making the huge transition, although to some degree McCourty's being transitioned to play a little more man coverage and with a little different help. But I believe in Price. I believe in McCourty. I want to believe in Ocho.
Yeah.
And what I got
well,
one.
Well, anyways, guys, I'll let you guys go. I just want to thank Andy, Paul, Fred, Kevin, and Eric. You know, I know he does something for you guys. but thank you guys. You guys really keep the spirits up. You guys put on a great show.
Real quick before you go, I got a question for you. More dangerous today?
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
This is Andy.
That's Andy.
Andy, sorry.
More dangerous today to wear your jersey at the Black Hole in Oakland or in Guantanamo Bay?
Definitely in the Black Hole.
Oh,
there's
good.
Absolutely nothing going on here today. It's bright, it's sunny, it's hot. I'm just glad I got the day off thanks to inside. Nothing happens down here. It's boring.
Oh, okay.
The news overdoes it. It's boring. Nothing happens.
Okay. All right, then. See you later.
Thanks for checking in, Jake. Before we head
Who
to
knew?
A break.
Who knew? Guantanamo Bay. Overrated.
Ryan Mallett is the last inactive.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's the
Eric very much worked up. He doesn't know what they'll do without a third quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get by. What was the reasoning, the rationale last week?
Well, if he asked that in a Bill press conference, what was the thinking behind the Mallett move? Bill, what move, Eric? No, he doesn't say Eric. Sorry. What move?
So no Mallett today in
No
Oakland.
Matter. Giving you a hand gesture. I think he wants a break.
Yeah, I was.
I think
looking,
he wants
I was
his producer
to take
put
a break, and that's when I went like that, like you
my
know.
My bad. My bad.
All right.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Honey, ready to go curtain shopping?
Absolutely. There's nothing more I'd rather be doing on Patriots game day than helping make home drapery decisions.
Now with NFL Mobile on your phone, you can enjoy going just about anywhere this football season. Watch live games on Thursday and Sunday nights all right from the palm of your hand.
So, what do you think of these lilac-colored valances?
Bats interception, yes! Sure, those will hang nicely next to the wall. It'll just light up the room.
We should shop more often.
Oh, you bet. Anytime. He's at the 50, the 40!
NFL Mobile, only from Verizon. Your gateway to live NFL games and more.
The 30, the 20, the 10! Booyah! Touchdown, Patriots!
Shh, you're frightening a seamstress.
Oh, that tieback is so money.
Text NFL to 8915 to download NFL Mobile today. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
This is Patriots defensive end Sean Ellis, and I get ready for every game with Paul Perello and Andy Hart on the Patriots pregame social, live on the Patriots Facebook page.
Well, thanks, Sean. Everybody should.
We're going to get any more of those? Let's add some variety to those. Why are you shaking your head?
Probably not going to get any more of those.
Why?
I don't know. They don't want to do them.
I'll get guys that'll do them.
Okay.
Do we have Mesko?
No. He would do it. Easy, yeah.
Logan Mankins would do it.
I already asked him. He said no.
I'll get him to do it. Just make sure you're around. He'll do it.
Mankins said no?
No, he'll do it.
Mankins said no. Light said no. Ocho said no.
What? Light and Ocho, I'm not surprised. They're dinks. But
wow.
What? I want to add some variety to that.
I got Mayo, Gostowski.
Ridley.
I could ask Ridley.
He just became relevant, though. No, he'll be very relevant moving forward today.
You need to do like Sean Ellis and check out the Facebook page of the Patriots pregame social and take a look and participate, if you will, in our online polls. What do we got up there right now, Kevin? We have a new poll on Facebook. I know that we had Ocho Cinco was the runaway winner with the previous one of an offensive weapon needing to step up 45% of the vote at last check.
Is that the word needing?
Well, that's what it says here in my notes, but I don't know.
Because
exactly
that would be
the key.
If you say needing, he needs to. Because otherwise his career in New England could be petering out.
It's going to be interesting if Taylor Price ends up doing what a lot of the listeners and you think he's going to do today.
You remember the last time I predicted a big day for Taylor Price on pregame social? He had a big day. 100 yards, preseason, baby. Back when the defense was good.
I do remember that. So what do we got, Kevin? We have another poll up there on the Facebook page?
Yeah, it's which matchup are you looking forward to watching today?
A.
Mankins and Seymour.
Yes.
Patriots front seven versus McFadden. Brady versus the Raiders DBs. Devin McCourty versus Denarius Moore or other. And I got a question for you.
What's other?
No, I don't know. When I was reading PFW this week, like I always do, in that page that you have in front of you right now, Andy, with the matchups,
sure.
Doesn't it have like Waters versus Seymour as your matchup?
Yeah, we let Eric do those matchups, and sometimes he gets
them
wrong.
So you messed up.
I didn't mess up.
Okay. Eric but PFW messed up.
Yeah.
Because I was back here.
He plays right
Matt.
Defensive tackle, and
Eric
Logan Mankins plays left guard, and they will go head-to-head much of the day.
Why do we owe anybody an apology? What happened? Did Eric claim that he didn't mess up?
Well, no. Matt wrote this poll, and I was like, well, isn't Waters going to be playing? Because no. I was like, I was reading PFW because they know everything, and clearly I made a mistake. I
wouldn't read those bubbles with any consistency.
Yeah, and you know the other thing, too, with Oakland, to give a little bit of an out, is clearly they've been rotating all their personnel.
They rotate them around.
We should have Matt do those bubbles.
More often. That's fine with me. I'm sure Eric would be fine with it.
It's not me. I've done my share.
Yes.
Let's head back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, Andy Hart, and talk to Mully in Pennsylvania. Mully, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
That doesn't describe your haircut, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay,
I got
good.
A clean cut like you.
Okay, good. That's what we like to hear. What do you got today for the game? Big Taylor Price Day?
I am looking for the DBs to step up, especially Devin McCourty. I think... you know, I think he's heard a lot of what he's been doing, and, you know, I think he's aware of how poorly he's been playing, and I'm looking for him to step up.
I agree. I'm concerned with his confidence level, and he's been a stand-up guy. He's answered everything that's been asked of him after every bad performance. You know, Paul got mad at me because this week I asked him flat out, does he feel like quarterbacks, you know, smell blood in the water when they're throwing his way, that they throw his way, they complete one, and he said, yes, they're going to keep throwing at me as long as I keep giving up plays. It's just the way the league works. That's what I think the other would be true, too. If he can make a couple plays, I think quarterbacks might say, all right, he's got his confidence back. This is the guy that was a Pro Bowl corner last year. But until he can prove that, I don't know why they'd be afraid of him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not looking for, like, you know, like, two interceptions stuff. I just want him to show that, you know, he can defend the pass. I mean, he can make some plays. That's all I want. Just
right.
Make some plays from the defense.
Yeah, no, I think the numbers last week where they threw at him 11 times and completed 9 passes or something like that, change that. You know, even if, like you said, it doesn't have to be picks. Get your hand on some footballs, knock some balls down, be in a guy's pocket. Just make a quarterback fear that you're going to make a play more than his receiver will, because right now the receivers are making way more plays in his direction than he is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I just feel like this defense overall is just so porous. I mean, I just want someone to step up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, just someone take control of the game.
And that's actually brings me to a tweet that I saw last night that I forwarded. Rodney Harrison said that. They need some leadership. They need somebody to step up and do something on that defense. And that's why this week, to me, I've put the spotlight right on three guys. That's your three captains, your three Pro Bowlers. Mm-hmm. Wilfork,
yeah.
Mayo, and McCourty. Somebody make one of those plays that people go, you know, I think it's the most overrated play in Patriots history, but the Brian Cox hit back in 2001, people said, change the season. They need one of those. They need one where they start to run to the ball, make a play, everybody's celebrating. We saw Bill talk about it in the Life in Football documentary. Celebrate a play, be as a team, you know, come together.
Yeah, exactly.
Momentum. Right now the momentum goes the wrong way on defense.
Yeah, I feel like they're not really like one cohesive unit. I mean, like, for example, I was watching the Houston game that's going on right now against Pittsburgh, and they're just all making plays together. I mean, you see this pass rush of all these guys and, you know, the defensive backs who are notoriously weren't good, but they're making plays. I mean, everything is helping one another. The defense is, the line is helping the secondary, which is helping the linebackers. I mean, like, it's just stuff like that, and I just don't see it. I see everyone kind of singled out.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we saw a taste of it. I mean, it couldn't have worked any better than what I raved about in Tampa when we saw the play I kept using was the pass rush. McCourty came off a blitz on the left side. There was backside pressure, I believe, from Andre Carter. And, you know, Freeman tried to get rid of the ball. And in the receiver's pocket was Gerard Mayo. Boom, boom, boom. Three guys making plays. I haven't seen anything like that since. That cohesion, and that's what they need. But it's, you know, it's easy to ask for and harder to produce.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Molly, I think this is a game today that you see the defense bounce back a little bit in part because I don't think the offense that they're facing is that kind of a dynamic offense, despite what our guests said. I don't see them putting up 30-plus points in this game, and I think that maybe they feel a little bit better about themselves when the day is over.
I think the key is to just take away McFadden because quarterbacks like Jason Campbell, they rely so much on that heavy production of the running game. I think if you can if you force Jason Campbell to, you know, take control of the game on it and put it on his back, then I think that's when you'll start to create some turnovers and some plays. Just because he's the type of quarterback that excels really well just when, you know, Darren McFadden's going, they got the running game going, and he can build off play action. But when you force him to pass first, then that's when you start creating problems.
Yep.
Well, but I just wanted to call in just because I'm actually in San Francisco right now. I took a trip out here.
Nice.
Hoping to score some tickets to the Oakland game, but they're all sold out. They're pretty passionate up here.
So you're going to watch it in a bar somewhere? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's where me and my uncles are probably going to be going out to a bar watching the game. Definitely. Right now we're at home. We're about to head out.
All right. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Thanks for checking in, Molly, and hopefully you'll figure out a way to get there. You know, it's still got about an hour or so before kickoffs.
Just walk around. Need some.
Who's selling? Who's got them?
I just got a comment real quick. I don't ever want to hear Bill Belichick criticized again for his sideline attire and making bum look chic or whatever they always say about his cutoff hoodies. Todd Haley looks as disrespectful and ridiculous as I've ever seen a football coach look. He's got an ugly, sweaty, dirty cap on. Looks like he hasn't shaved in 4 days, has some ugly-ass sweatshirt on, and just an embarrassment to sidelines everywhere. Isn't this a man who grew up in the game? Have some respect for the game and put some better clothes on. And no, we didn't see the fight between him and Castle earlier, but I hear it was a good one.
Yeah, Kansas City's actually leading in that game, too. So
yeah,
interesting to see if they can hold on. Maybe Minnesota's going to do it a little bit backwards this week instead of having a huge halftime.
How about that? On the same day, best dressed and worst dressed, huh? Seriously.
That's right. He lost to Serena and Bruce Pearl.
Our buddy Mike in Cambridge is looking for a little retro defense today. Thinks they might go back to a 3-4.
All of Twitter. Twitter is abuzz with all this 3-4 talk.
Yeah, he says evidently the starting lineup distributed to the media, the Pats are, according to that, the Pats are going back to a 3-4 today. Belichick, I'll read his email and then we'll talk about it. Belichick said this week that they wanted to go back to playing physical Patriots football and they speculated that this is going to mean that they were going to make this move. Many speculated that this was going to mean they were going to make this move because of the nature of the opponent. What are your thoughts on this, and do you believe they will make the switch? By the way, Eric is a bitch. I just read what's on the email. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Have they ever changed the starting lineup to 4-3? I feel like they've...
Yeah, I want to touch on this. I don't know exactly what the flip card says every week, and I'm not even getting the flip cards on the road.
And we know what Bill thinks of flip cards in general based on his
outburst
and training.
But I will say, last week, when the game opened, they introduced the Patriots defense as a 3-4.
I believe they have every
week.
That's
generally right off a flip card.
Right.
So I wouldn't read too much into that. However... This is going to sound contradictory. I do think there's a chance they play some 3-4 today.
Why?
Because of a run-stopping defense. They're going to load up to stop the run.
Okay, tell me what your 3-4 is.
Maybe Warren, Wilfork, and Ellis.
Okay, and who are your linebackers?
Going to be a little unconventional here. I think you have, obviously, Spikes and Mayo with Ninko, and I think you might see some Patrick Chung up in the box.
So who's playing safety?
As a line, maybe, I don't know, Brown, maybe. Oh,
I'd be really surprised to see that. I'd be stunned to see that. And not in sub-situations, I think you could.
You also could go to Cunningham as an outside linebacker.
That would be my guess.
The conventional thing.
If they do the 3-4, I mean, if you want to stop the run and you think it's best to go to the 3-4, that's fine. But to me, if you put a safety in one of those linebacker spots, you might as well just put a run on me on his forehead while you're doing it. Because I think Darren McFadden would be licking his chops to run in that direction, especially, you know, Gerard Warren on one side, or, I mean, he's not exactly Richard Seymour. He's not exactly Vince Wilfork. And if I would definitely not do that if I were looking to stop the run.
Brooklyn Matt chiming in, and he...
Oh, shut up.
Hey,
I'm
going
to be a preemptive shut up.
Hey, Paul, what the hell was that? Your guest, Tim Kawasaki, not only... And I'm reading what he wrote, by the way. Not only named Raiders players, but gave their entire lives history.
He really did.
You asked a question about the secondary, and he reeled off everything under the sun. I expected the kitchen sink to come flying through my speakers next. I started laughing and wondered how red your face was getting while you held your breath, waiting for him to tire himself out. Yo, that dude needs to get out more. Brooklyn Matt, coming up big with a good email right there. I don't like to disrespect our guests. However.
Me either. I mean, I may have the minute he hung up the phone, but... That was a long-winded man.
That absolutely was.
He went to the Paul Perillo School of Journalism.
What's the... Wait now. Why does this have to be a shot at me? What's the Paul Perillo School of Journalism?
Shot.
Integrity?
The truth is never mean. No, long-winded.
Sharp analysis?
Yes, but long-winded. I thought the guy's information was fine. There was just too much of it.
You know what? I'm not even going to say because we're not a PFW in progress and I can't swear. I do want to take some time out and remind everybody of our emailer of the week policy that we like to do.
Promotion.
Brought to you by what, Andy?
Autotrader.com.
There you go.
They don't just have used cars.
You're paying
attention.
They
have new cars.
You're paying attention. I like that. So this week's Autotrader.com.
Hoping to get a free car out of it if anybody's listening from Autotrader.com. 4x4, four-door, crew cab truck.
He really is insufferable. He really is insufferable. But this week's Autotrader.com emailer of the week,
yeah, truck
who
guy.
Will receive, by the way, a $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop courtesy of Autotrader.com, is Todd Porter. Todd, nice job with the email this week, so congratulations. And, you know, Matt and the other monkeys behind the scenes will make sure they get in touch with you there and take care of that.
50-50, Todd.
So, again, the Autotrader.com emailer of the week. Did you know, Andy Hart, that Autotrader.com has brand spanking new cars? Well, you do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. How was that?
That was well done.
Was that well done?
Now all you have to do is read his email.
I don't have his email.
No,
so that would have been
top.
It would have been very easy for me to do that had I had it.
Gotcha.
But I couldn't.
Oh, it's on the top of the web radio queue.
There it is now. Okay, and this is what...
Hopefully Auto Trader has a little more professionalism when you're looking for a new car than this radio show does. When our host
Matt and
our producer are fighting on the air.
Matt and I just want to hear him read the email.
The email here that evidently has sent the chimps behind the glass all a flutter from Todd is five majestic palm trees tower overhead, like disinterested 30-foot-tall spectators. The soft breeze rustles their fronds periodically. What's a frond?
The things, you know, that they wave in the old days for fans. You
never
have
heard
a girl
of a frond.
Waving you
I would have, disqualified him simply for using an Eric word.
No, I think this is an Eric quote.
Lending the appearance that they are. Oh, I know where it's going. Lending the appearance that they are in fact clapping for me each time I complete a length of the half Olympic size pool. Yet their applause is perfunctory. It is barely discernible. Pat's Limit McFadden, they win 27-20.
Whoa, 27-20 is our closest score of the day and lowest scoring.
Lowest scoring of the day, too. Troy Brown evidently picked the Patriots to only score 17 points today.
Why?
Bingo!
I didn't catch it.
He's really gotten negative since he left New York.
I can't imagine he has them winning 17-14 either. He had to have picked them to lose. I didn't hear the prediction, just that they were making fun of him for 17 points.
I
had to
tell you, with this defense, I'm not feeling good about 17 points. If Brady only puts up 17, I will have my concerns about the victory today. Right? Considering you scored 31 and you didn't...
If they score 17 points in any game, you can feel confident. If you're told going into a game they're scoring 17 today...
What if it's like a muddy,
just like going against the Patriots. I'm
blizzard,
sorry.
Blizzard, windy game.
If you go against the Patriots and someone says they're only scoring 17 today, I don't see how you can have any confidence you're going to beat the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, no chance.
With 17 either.
No chance.
So, you know, who knows? You think you have these games all figured out and you think you know who's going to score and it's going to be a shootout. Last week, we thought it was going to be a shootout. We got a shootout. Although, I don't know, maybe Fred didn't think it was a shootout. His definition of shootout is a little different than everybody else's.
We have a very special listener right now, according to a tweet that just came through the
do we really?
PPG mailbox. We do. His name is Adam Jones, and he's the host of the post-game show here at Gillette Stadium.
Is he making it rain?
But he said he's here early in Foxborough listening to the dulcet tones of at PFW Paul and at Jumbo Heart. Do you have dulcet tones?
I have a bubble in my throat. So
and Eric,
had a Gary Tangway drop.
PFW Eric,
yeah,
chiming in with the Twitter from the black hole. McCourty among the return men on the field for warm-ups. No Arrington, though, as had been the case in the past 2 weeks. Taking his place, Price. Eric's really been on this the last few weeks. It's really been intrigued by the fact that McCourty and Arrington have been out there in pregame warm-ups as returners.
I laugh because I kid. But you are correct.
I'm just, you know, promoting it. He needs to learn to put hashtag PPGS on the end of his tweets, as the rest of our listeners have already learned. That's what happens when you want it to be read and take part on the pregame social here, presented by JetBlue.
Hey, Johnny in L.A., who calls in every week, he's not at Sonny's today.
Oh.
Just checking in to say hello. Not going to call because I'm not at Sonny McLean's. The game is televised in our area.
Oh, nice.
Because the Chargers are blacked out. I think the Pats win today, something along the lines of 31-13.
That's what I'm looking for.
I go one touchdown more both sides. Ridley gets his first touchdown. Paul, feel better. Hey, thanks. Tom Jackson's a D-bag. I wonder what Tom Jackson did. I mean, beyond the obvious. I mean, clearly hates the Patriots, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you just tuned out on me.
I tuned out Tom Jackson. I can't tell you the last time I sat down and watched Tom Jackson analyze something. He's lost all credibility. I don't know why anybody would watch him with any interest. Right?
No. Yeah, you can't. I like Tom Jackson. I don't like what he's become. If that makes any sense.
I don't know. I literally can't remember the last time I watched him. The man doesn't add anything for me.
It's not.
He's not supposed to be a clown. Ditka's up there to be a clown. He has become a clown.
Ditka too, but I mean,
see, I like Ditka. He has fun with the game.
I know, because you like guys and you don't
like
guys.
That have fun. I like guys who have fun with the game. I don't like guys who take it too seriously too seriously.
I have no problem with the fun aspect of the game if you gave me some insight. He never gives me. Well, I mean, I'm kind of looking for insight on a pregame show.
Trouble is, I think the insight is supposed to come from Tom Jackson, and I don't think he offers any either.
I can't argue with that. Right now,
he's certainly not entertaining.
He's become a joke, is what he's become. That's why I say I hate what he's become. You know, to make that comment last year about the whole, well, I picked the Jets because I was motivating him. It's not your job to motivate anybody. It's your job to tell us what you think is going to happen.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, I lost a lot of respect for him on that. Now, clearly he doesn't like the Patriots, and probably stems from when Bill, ripped him a new one.
Clearly they don't like him either.
Right.
Makes it a solid relationship.
Let's see. Fabio chiming in from Brazil. Do you think Tom Brady is not well protected in the pocket?
No, I think he is very well protected in the pocket. In fact, if you check out the New York Life Protection Index, which is available through NewYorkLife.com, and you can see it in my Friday six-pack each and every week on Patriots.com. It's a proprietary formula they use to quantify pass protection. And Tom Brady and the Patriots rank number one as the most protected quarterback in the National Football League. And I find that very interesting. In this numbers world, if you're interested in pass protection, Patriots are the best, according to the New York Life Protection Index.
And good news, Andy. Our buddy Fabio from Brazil is going to be in Foxborough next week. He's very excited. 16 hours by plane.
Wow.
16 hours.
Good thing we don't play in Brazil. That'd be a long road trip.
Don't give Kennesaw Mountain Goodell any ideas.
Oh, they're already going to have two games in Europe next year. I'm sure we'll have one. Good thing we don't travel anymore.
The only thing is, if we made a trip like that, we might have to travel. That wouldn't be good. Larry's a little upset. Some guy on the radio, 105.3, the Raiders station, just called Brady a pool boy. Not sure exactly what that means, but he's not happy about it anyway.
And I don't see him as a pool boy.
No.
Like, if you watch these, B-level movies, the pool boy is like this hot, manly guy with jeans and a glistening chest that the women, you know, desire.
I'm sorry, Andy. Did we just interrupt one of your...
Isn't that what a pool boy is?
I guess. He's always a good-looking guy, and I think that's what the guy's going for. But are they
normally long-haired and kind of feminine and wearing their Uggs to the pool? No, they're not.
I know we're on radio, but Andy just acted out the long hair and the kind of feminine part by putting his hands to his side.
I'll tell you what I did. I acted out the Patriots Frisco call in Pat's no-huddle offense. When Brady goes, Frisco, Frisco, you watch did. For that on a mic'd-up CBS routine, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
You did. I'm interested, before we head to another break, some of the other matchups, some of the other elements of this game. We know the Raiders secondary is banged up. We know they can run the football. Do they try to keep it on the ground and play keep away? Is that how they try to attack it, to protect that secondary?
No.
Because I think that's loser mentality if you try to do that.
They will not do that. They will try to score as many points as they possibly can today. They'll try to hit big plays. I don't know if it'll work, but I certainly would try that, not only because you have athletes. I think that should be their game. But you also need to do it because the Patriots defense stinks right now.
I'm totally in agreement with you.
They're banged up and they stink. Go after them. They're injured. They're a wounded animal. Except for the dangerous part. Usually wounded animals are dangerous. There's nothing dangerous about this Patriots defense right now.
I agree. I think that you need to, and I understand what a team would be trying to do if they opted to try to shorten the game a little bit, but I think you got to try to score points.
It's also not McFadden's game. Now you're saying, I guess, you're going to play Bush even more? Because that's Bush's game. Bush is more of a big bruising back who can eat away clock and yards and all that. But now you're taking McFadden off the field? So I just think your offense should be, try to make some plays. Try to beat the Patriots. Try to take advantage of missed tackles. Try to confuse Josh Barrett and Sergio Brown and Antoine Molden and Phil Adams and whoever the hell else is out there in the back end. And try to get Jacoby Ford loose. Try to get Darren McFadden loose. Try to get Hayward Bay loose. And try to make some big plays. That's what your goal should be today. And Al Davis, by the way, would be sending out bonus checks if they get it. Because that's his kind of game.
Yeah. I absolutely think they need to throw the ball to win. I think everybody needs to throw the ball to win, basically. I mean, you can have games like last week, where for the Raiders, where they didn't necessarily throw it that well, but they ran it well. I don't think you can do that on a consistent basis anymore in the National Football League. You have to throw the ball to win, and I'd be surprised if they didn't. I think that they need to come out. Sure, they need to have a big game out of McFadden. Don't get me wrong, but they also need to make some plays in the passing game with Jason Campbell, with those big play receivers that Tim talked about in that half-hour dissertation earlier in the program.
Oh, now you've reached the point where you'll make
fun of it. But now it's a punchline with the listeners now, and we got emailers writing in about it. And
so you're a bully.
I'm a bully?
Yeah, you take that group mentality where everybody else is making fun of them, so I'm going to pile on. I'm a leader. I started making
fun of them. No, Andy, you're a loser.
You know it's a bad thing when your team's biggest...
You should know I got a little wiener.
Biggest advantage is your special teams, and there's good reason. They've invested heavily in their money. But that's the one big advantage that you could give the Oakland Raiders in this matchup. If it comes down to a long field goal, I'll take Janikowski, who can hit from, 63-plus? And if it comes down to having to flip the field with a long punt, I'll take Shane Lechler. Other than that, I like the Patriots.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Kevin.
I just found that. I didn't even know we had this, but this is just gold.
Mark Tape, McFadden stinks and will not be a great pro and will not be in the league in 5 years. Well, you missed the last part where I gave his career rushing totals.
You just found that?
I just found
that. I've been busting his chops over that quote.
He's always like three steps
behind.
Well,
it's labeled.
You may not have been here when he said it. I will give you that.
But which is why everybody was so interested when, like, 2 weeks ago I said, I generally go with the best player on the field, and that's McFadden, and he's made himself a star. I was wrong. I still wouldn't take him on my team, but I was wrong. He's a big playmaker. And leads the NFL in rushing.
Hey, and listen, even our guest made mention of that as well, you know, saying how even when he was healthy, he would have games and plays, but he wouldn't put them together. Well, the last 2 years, last year and then, so far this year, he's put them together.
Well, our guest also went back to his second grade spelling test and criticized him for that.
Now who's being a bully? All right, we're going to reset here as we head down the home stretch.
It's our final break, right?
It is our final break.
And what's up in the last half hour? The most exciting part of the show. Mock Eric while he's on the phone.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that, and definitely a good time for you to get your predictions and your thoughts and opinions on this game in Oakland.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Honey, ready to go curtain shopping?
Absolutely. There's nothing more I'd rather be doing on Patriots game day than helping make home drapery decisions.
Now with NFL Mobile on your phone, you can enjoy going just about anywhere this football season. Watch live games on Thursday and Sunday nights, all right from the palm of your hand.
So, what do you think of these lilac-colored valances?
Bats interception, yes!
Sure, those will hang nicely next to the wall. It'll just light up the room.
We should shop more often.
Oh, you bet, anytime. He's at the 50, the 40!
NFL Mobile, only from Verizon. Your gateway to live NFL games and more.
The 30, the 20, the 10! Booyah! Touchdown, Patriots!
Shh, you're frightening a seamstress.
Oh, that tieback is so money.
Text NFL to 8915 to download NFL Mobile today. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Patriots kicker Steve Gostkowski, and you're inside the Patriots pregame social.
Back here inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios at Gillette Stadium, Paul Perillo taking a little potty break, so I'm Andy Hart, and this is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
I'm here.
Oh, we're talking X-rated Raiders talk as we prepare for Richard Seymour. His new sack dance, which is a crossing of the hands that he calls the X-rated dance. It means put the kids to bed, it's getting dirty, whatever, out there. We don't expect to see that all too often today, or at least we hope not to see that all too often in his matchup with Logan Mankins, which also could, you know, go beyond the echo of the whistle and could go well past the whistle and could involve guys rolling around on the ground punching each other in the cookies or any other body part that they find intriguing. Paul, you're back in the studio. How are you?
I am back.
Everything come out okay in there?
I'm struggling. I'm not going to lie. But we got one segment
to go. At least you're not dragging the show down.
We got one segment to go, and I'm not sure. Speaking
of dragging the show down.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is Eric on the line yet?
Well, not yet, but this email, I think, is going to seem like it's dragging the show down, but stick with it, because it takes a very positive turn.
Okay. I'm glad you pre-read it.
This is from Christopher in Coppell, Texas.
Ted?
Are we going to use that every time he writes in?
Have I used that before?
We've used it. So last year, my younger brother and I were due to go to the Pats Chargers game down with the OC Pats fan club.
Who's down with OC?
We picked up tickets and pregame Saturday night party tickets from Barry. You know, of course, Barry Incion. And my brother...
Blue Lights is a linebacker for the Browns.
Right. My brother flew down on a Friday night. We got a call from my mother less than 2 hours after my brother landed from Northern California.
Joke stop.
She had received a call to come in for a possible double lung transplant that she needed desperately. So we stayed up all night waiting up for confirmation. We ended up jumping on a plane Saturday morning before the game and went up north and was in the hospital as they wheeled my mom out of a successful surgery. She is today, Andy, at the Patriots-Raiders game a year later celebrating the Pats game in a renewed life. Just my little Pat story, says Chris. And that's great, great news all around. Thanks for sharing that story, and I'm glad to hear that your mother is well.
Yes.
And I'm glad that they're at the game. So I didn't want anybody to think that we're really trying to bring the show down. Because stick with it.
It's a positive
ending.
Very
happy story.
She's in the black hole screaming for her Pats. Where else would she rather be?
Neil is next up. Neil in Motherwell. He has some games to play here, Andy, so we'll have to stick with this one, too. Today is the day. By the way, he addresses the email to Hey Paul and Mr. Draft.
Why, thank you, Neil.
The Patriots make a statement in the defense. Today is the day. The Patriots make a statement in the defense shows the improvements that we thought we had during the preseason, especially the Tampa game. McCourty to have a multi-turnover game and Spikes to help contain McFadden, forcing the Raiders to rely on Campbell, giving our pass rushers the much-needed boost to get in the quarterback's face and make some plays. Pats win big, 41-17.
I like the sounds of that. Speaking of McCourty's struggles and the defense's struggles as a whole, our friend Ukraine Green checks in from, I'm assuming, you know, Ukraine. He wants to know, are McCourty's struggles possibly him pressing as a new captain? I don't think so, but I'll let you handle it.
I've heard a little of that, but I don't necessarily buy it. I think that it is something to the fact that they're doing different things.
Right.
And maybe he's playing more man coverage than zone, but... Pressure on captaincy.
Or the book is out on him. They saw someone.
Sure.
Anything. Wide receivers, quarterbacks, you know, studying tape, came up with something they like to see, whatever it may be. Yeah, I find it hard to believe that he is simply pressing and it has to do with captain leadership. I just don't see that. I mean, I know there are legitimate things that captains do around here. Bill Belichick talks to him a lot. He uses them as sounding boards. He uses them as representatives of the 53 as a whole. But I don't think it's this huge, you're put out in front. It's not like you suddenly became the quarterback.
Right.
You know, Tom Brady goes down and you're Brian Hoyer and all of a sudden you're doing a Wednesday press conference
exactly. Talking
about blah, blah, blah. I think McCourty is actually pretty comfortable answering questions and doing the stand-up thing. So I don't think he's been forced into anything he's not comfortable with. If anything, I'd say some of the other captains are less comfortable. I'd say Gerard Mayo has been, pushed into or kind of created into a leader in terms of the media stuff. I don't think he likes doing that. I don't think it comes naturally. I mean, he walked into the press conference room the other day and said, quote, I hate the podium. But it's something you have to do. And I think he's brought that about. But no, I think McCourty's issues are on field, schematic, technique, whatever you want to call it.
Neil's email that I read a little while ago also has a number of over-unders. You want to play?
Sure.
Okay, over under 3, Chad Ochocinco catches.
Over.
Over under
you
2.
You have to answer 2.
I'll say under. Over under 2, Chad Ochocinco drops.
Under.
I'll say under as well. Patriots rushing touchdowns, 2.
Push.
Yeah, sounds good. Patriots defensive turnovers, 3.
Push.
I'll say under.
You're very negative.
Why?
You keep taking the negative numbers.
I took the under on Ochocinco's drops.
You took the under on his catches, too.
Because has he had more than 3 catches in a game yet?
No, it doesn't mean he can. He's not forbidden by law.
So it's not like I'm being negative.
I'm being positive. I have hope for Ochocinco.
Okay.
hope floats.
Nano Steel, according to Eric's blog post, he is in San Francisco and at one point yesterday decided to look under men's apparel. How does he do it?
Does he really do it? I give these people the benefit of the doubt that they're not altering these and they're taking direct quotes from him. The man just brings it upon himself.
Big Al from Georgia is
Valdosta?
Next up. Yeah. I like the Pats in a close one, and this will be a good gut check. We have, we may have to come from behind, but I am sticking with the Pats, 27-20.
Wow.
Spikes must stop McFadden between the tackles.
Coming from behind for a 27-20 win, I don't like the sounds of that.
Well, I'll tell you something
else. I like the win part, but not the sounds of the
win. I'll tell you something else. I think McFadden, they're going to try to go wide. They're going to try to hit the edges of the defense. That's what they've done in the first three games. Talking to Andre Carter about this a little bit, Sean Ellis, during the week, McFadden has really hurt the opponent getting on the edges of the defense. So I think the pressure is going to be on, in my opinion, the pressure is going to be on guys like
Ellis, like Cunningham,
Ninkovich. Yeah, those guys.
I agree.
Carter. You know, those guys need to come up big. I don't think it's going to be an easy task either. Meanwhile, the Detroit Lions just continue to score touchdowns at a mind-boggling rate in a game that appeared all but over a short time ago. Let's see. What else we got here for...
Somebody just wants to call you out. Not really.
Brian in Brighton. Oh, God. Did Andy just admit his man crush on Anthony from Naples with the whole pool boy thing?
Well, I had to make up for disrespecting him last week on PFW in Progress on Patriots.com radio when I told him to be quiet. You're just a pool guy.
Yeah.
And he was clearly moderately offended. That
was poor.
I was saying his area of expertise was not DNA. Whereas I thought Fred Kirsch's area of expertise was DNA.
That's true.
Paul M1285, no underscore, which I like, says, I think Ocho and Ridley will have big games today for the Pats. So sticking it at you with your under prediction.
Okay.
So are you just going to flick a switch? Like if he has a breakout game, will you consider it a breakout game? Because you just said, what, he hasn't had three catches as a Patriot. Blah, 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 blah.
I am not expecting him to have breakout games.
No. I didn't ask you that. I know you're negative on him. My question is, if he has eight catches for 115 yards and two touchdowns today, do you then expect moving forward that he will be a major part of the offense, or will you just say, he had one game, show it to me two, three times?
I would probably go with the latter.
I figured.
Unless, you know, that could change based on how it all unfolds. But, yeah, I would probably go with the latter until he shows that he can do it on a consistent basis.
Okay, just check.
I don't think he'll catch more than five passes in the game all year. Hey, Paul in the Big Head. I predicted 34-13 during the extended edition of PFW in Progress on Thursday, and you guys mocked me. Now I'm hearing the same score predictions. A lot of people are claiming we're mocking them.
Well, we do mock a lot of people, so there's good reason for the fact.
I'm hearing the same score prediction from other emailers, and Andy gives the same response. Yeah, that's what I have. I went with
34-17 on the radio.
And I went with 38-21, so I'm certainly not going to mock 34-13.
Well, you mock a lot of people, even though you're not...
That's not
really
true.
You know how Eric doesn't know when he's being pompous and condescending? You're kind of sometimes that way with your mocking.
Anyway, Steve in Albany wants everybody to know that he's taking responsibility for your change of heart. That's H-A-R-T.
Okay, good job, Steve. A tweet from Fresh to Deaf Bill, with the number two, not the word... wants us to know that Ocho has not tweeted once this week. I haven't followed it to be sure that this is accurate. That means he's more motivated than ever after dropping read more. I'm not going to click and read more. My question would be, Hugh Jackson...
That touchdown pass against the Bills. Five catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown for Ocho. Book it.
Remember the last time you read my tweets?
I didn't read the tweet. I was reading the email that he sent the same thing off.
Oh. My question is that a problem more than a solution? The fact that he's not tweeting. Because one of his former coaches, a guy who got a lot of success out of him for three seasons with the Cincinnati Bengals, who also happens to be the head coach of the Oakland Raiders today, Hugh Jackson, believes, quote, you have to let Chad be Chad sometimes. And, Chad has not been allowed to be Chad here. He's even talked about it. I can't talk to you guys. I gotta learn what I can tweet and what I can't tweet. Is that part of the problem?
I think it is.
Me too.
I think his personality is part of who he is and who he, you know, as a player, not
can't
just as,
change
as a
Bengals
person.
Stripes.
You know, and I do think that he likes putting himself out there. I think he draws extra motivation from that. However, He hasn't done well doing that recently when he's done it with, like, Revis and whatnot. It hasn't gone that well.
Yeah, but part of that was a bad football team and a bad quarterback. I'm not taking all the blame off of him, but I think he had literally a bad quarterback. I think the best thing that happened to the Bengals is Carson Palmer went away. I think he was done.
Are you ready for the special time of, you know, the very special blossom?
ES6?
ES6.
That's like PS3, you know, PlayStation 3. We got Eric Scalavino 6.
Eric.
Hey, guys.
What is the window situation in the press box at O.co Coliseum?
Well, you can probably hear a lot of noise, and that's because the windows are fully open, but it's a gorgeous day for it here. It's absolutely perfect Northern California weather conditions. It's sunny, it's cool, it's probably about in the 70s, very few clouds, thin clouds in sight. Looks like it's going to be a great day for football here, at least up in the air. On the ground, the field is a little bit of a different story. It's not as good a condition as I was hoping it would be, but it's still better than last week when the Jets were over here.
I'm wondering, the first thing, visually speaking, looking out those windows of the press box, are you seeing a lot of pink in the black hole today, and are you enjoying what all the players are wearing? I'm sure it's visually very nice to see.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
We're celebrating the support of breast cancer.
Are.
Thank you.
We're paying homage and honoring and trying to show our support for a very worthy cause.
And some players are doing that, I believe, quite a bit. And one of those, Stephen Ridley, I saw on Twitter, has everything you could possibly have, basically.
I'm looking at him right now. You have pink fleece, pink gloves, pink towel. Quite a few players have that ensemble on today.
So I'll move right on to Stephen Ridley. Do we expect him to be a major part of this offense today and continue to possibly see his role with this team grow?
Well, after what you know, he did last week in his cameo, I'd like to think so. You can never predict what Bill's going to do with his offense or his defense or his special teams. It's just the player, though, that I think might have more of a chance, I'm a little bit more interested in seeing, is Shane Vereen. I know we talked about it the other day a little bit on the radio, but if either one of those two guys can contribute a little bit more, I'd really like to see that because I want to know what we have in these guys. And at this point, we've only really seen Ridley, and he's sort of promise. I'd like to get both of them in the mix here and feel a little bit more comfortable about the running back by committee that we've got going on this year.
Interesting, because he is one of the guys, obviously, a lot of has been made of Tom Brady going back to the Bay Area. We have Julian Edelman returning to California. We have Shane Vereen.
Eight players, actually, on the Patriots roster who are making a homecoming today.
So maybe they'll enjoy playing in their home turf and with some of their friends and family in the crowd, maybe making the black hole environment a little bit more warm for them.
Yeah, there were quite a few heartwarming scenes in the team hotel over the last day or so with family and friends coming to visit those eight players that we talked about, that we mentioned. So, yeah, hopefully that'll serve as some motivation, not just for Brady, but for all these other guys, too.
You know we like to stir up the mud a little bit here on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. What did you see?
You guys know.
Well, you know, maybe a little bit. What did you see on the pregame field in terms of Richard Seymour? I know Real Patriots tweeted out a photo of him meeting with Robert Kraft. Did he cross paths with one Bill Belichick at all?
You know, I don't think so. I have been trying to keep a little bit of an eye on him as well as all the other players on the Patriots side. I'm actually looking at Seymour right now. He's been the focus of an insane amount of attention, though, from you know your NFL films cameras, from the cameras, you know, local, our film crews that are here. He just shook hands with a little kid who was on the field as an official guest. They're going into the locker room right now, but I've not seen any interactions with him and the head coach, though. It'll be interesting to see if that does happen when they come back out or even after the game, depending on what transpires. But, yeah, I expect him to contribute and hear his name called several times throughout this game.
Okay, I like to always, you know, do the eyeball test, and since I'm not there, I have to unfortunately trust your eyeballs, Eric. The Raiders team speed is something they're noted for. Obviously, Al Davis is a big 40 guy. If you're on a fast 40, it's a great way to be drafted by that organization. What did you see in pregame warmups, if at all, from some of their speed burners, whether it be Darren McFadden, Jacoby Ford, and some of those other guys in terms of jumping off the turf and really looking fast?
Yeah, that's funny because I'm not seeing a lot of that in pregame. I don't know if they're holding back or if they're, you know, it's a new sod, they're trying to be a little careful or whatever, but I haven't really seen the explosiveness that they're known for. You did mention Ford, though, which I think is interesting because he's active today for, I guess, the first time in a couple of weeks. So I would like to see, once they do kick off for real, whether or not he has that burst that he was known for during the pre-draft process and ever since he's been here as a Raider. And then, you know, I hope we kind of don't see the speed and explosiveness out of McFadden, you know, for the Patriots' sake. But, yeah, so far in warm-ups, not seeing a whole lot of I mean, I don't know if they're doing that intentionally or not, but we'll find out soon enough what kind of speed these guys have.
One last question before I let you go, Eric. You tweeted about the turf earlier. I just wanted to clarify, is the turf in good condition on the baseball playing field? I thought I had seen you said something about some divots coming up.
Yeah, early on, when the first group of players came out for warm-ups without, you know, any pads or anything, just in their shorts and T-shirts, they were running around, and there were some areas where the turf was coming up, like they're sticking to their cleats and like coming up in little aeration type divots, you know, like when you aerate your lawn, that type of thing. And the grounds crew is out there now stamping down things and adding little areas that need patching up, adding some dirt and turf inside them right now. So I'm not sure that it's in perfect condition, but it's certainly a lot better off than the dirt infield that we saw last week on the flight home when the Jets were playing on this surface. There are creases everywhere. There are obvious spots where the grass hasn't really taken or is a little bit burnt in spots, but particularly the end zones and along the sideline, that's where I think you need to watch the most. The middle of the field actually looks fairly decent right now.
Eric, did they go through the pregame process? I mean, when you were watching the defense, did you see any differences in the alignment? We've had some tweets alluding to possibility of 3-4. Did you see anything?
I saw mostly 4-3, and I saw Gerard Warren taking some snaps at left defensive tackle. He moved around a little bit. He didn't get a whole lot of reps because obviously he's not going to probably be starting, but I'm sure he'll be in the rotation. I was mostly looking for what they were going to be lining up in, and I did see mostly two tackles and two ends, so it looked like they were sticking with the 4-3.
All right. So you got any last thoughts on this big one out in Oaktown?
Yeah, I just have one thought. I don't know why, but I just have a funny feeling about Taylor Fritz today. He's active, and I don't know. Something tells me he's going to do something in this game to make people notice.
Well, maybe he'll buy you a new cell phone.
Yeah, that's certainly in line with what we've been talking about and what the listeners have been saying all day. It wouldn't be unprecedented. And Eric, thanks, and enjoy the game and have a safe flight home.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you later on.
All right.
You ever notice how all Eric's bold statements are Andy's bold statement like 2 weeks earlier? It's like when I like Robert Quinn, he likes Robert Quinn. It's like when I like A.J. Green, he likes A.J. Green.
I do think there's something to the fact on Taylor Price. The Patriots have a tendency to sort of unveil guys, you know, that haven't really, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him do that. Like,
no.
You know, like Julian Edelman, you know, kind of came on with a splash. They're ready. Guys that are backing up in New England, they're ready to play for the most part. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him go out there and have a good game.
He's fully healthy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The other
issue. No, that's the number one issue for him right now. Now, we might think differently in 2 or 3 weeks if he's healthy out there and he's not.
Some of the insiders may feel differently. We've heard enough whispers of his troubles learning the playbook and knowing what he's supposed to do and, you know, coming on last year and all that. Mm-hmm. We've heard enough of that's clearly an issue at some level.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this game for a couple of reasons. And one of them, I want to see, we haven't really talked a whole lot about this guy today, but I want to see what Brandon Spikes has to do. I want to see if he's...
Twitterers want to see that. Somebody said today is the key.
Is he like the run defense? Is he like this thumping Ted Johnson throwback inside linebacker who you need to stop the run, you got to have Brandon Spikes out there, or is he just kind of a sideshow? Because right now, I don't know for sure which one he is. Do you?
I have no idea what he is. I've not seen enough of a consistent stretch of play from him.
It's a huge impact on the game, win or loss. I think just for his future and what he is, trying to determine exactly what he is.
I'll tell you one thing, if he's running the same direction as Darren McFadden and our hopes are solely in his hands, I won't feel so good.
No.
I'll take 4-3-40 against 5-1-40 any day.
Well, that's probably not a dumb thing to take. I'll take the 4-3-40.
Seems logical, right? I don't care how good the instincts on the 5-1 guy are. If they are trying to meet at the edge, advantage 4-3.
Well, you have any other last thoughts here?
My last thoughts are, I think it will not be to the degree of the Tampa preseason game that got me in a lather and planning my month of February in Indy for the Super Bowl and then the Combine. But I think today you are going to be feeling very good about your New England Patriots coming out of this game. I think you're going to see plays on both sides of the football. It's not quite to the level of Jamarcus Russell quarterbacking for the Oakland Raiders, but I am not a big Jason Campbell fan. I think he's a middling average quarterback in the National Football League. And if they ask him to make too many plays down the field, I think he will make mistakes down the field. And I think maybe McCourty gets a chance to build his confidence. On offense, it'll keep rolling. Only the players' names will change other than Brady. Maybe it's Woodhead this week more so. Maybe it's Ridley. God bless him. Maybe it's Taylor Price who gets out there and gets some chances. Hopefully he'll line up in the right spot and catch the ball when thrown to him. Put him a step ahead of Chad Ochocinco in that department. But boil it all down, numbers aside, everything, I think you're going to leave this game, fan tab rating, you're going to say, I feel better today about my team.
I definitely share that thought, because I do think the defense is going to step up today a little bit. I don't think it's going to tell us a whole lot more than we know right now. Because no. I just don't think, despite the numbers that Oakland is putting up, I just don't think that, you know, I think if you take away the 70-yard runs, they're not going to be able to score right on you, and I don't think it's that hard to sit there and say, listen, let's limit the big play here. Let's not give them any cheapies. Now, they couldn't do that last week, so that would be an improvement. Mm-hmm. I think we'll feel better about the defense tonight than we do right now, but not necessarily
the future. I'm not taking big picture. I think this team, if you think you're going to make an assessment of this team big picture anytime in the next 4 weeks, I think you're dead wrong. You know, I think we saw, again, I referenced that documentary on NFL Network where it was, you know, in New Orleans, I just can't get this team to do what I want it to do and go, you know, play the way I want it to play, Bill saying. I think there's going to be times of that moving forward over the next month, month and a half. Tough schedule coming, tough matchups. Now, maybe they'll get to where he wants them to get. I don't know that come December and January, but I don't think you'll be able to say, you know, 3 weeks from now, okay, that's all. We got all that done. We're fixed. You know, the house is built. The foundation was a little choppy, but we're built. We're ready to go. I think you're going to be dealing with this ups and downs defensively throughout the season.
Yeah, so both Andy and I think that the Patriots bounce back in a big way.
Big.
The offense continues to roll. The defense does a little bit more to contribute. I picked 38-21. Andy's in the same kind of neighborhood.
34-35, 17-ish.
Okay, so we both are looking for a big win.
Matt LaPan is looking for 6 catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown for Taylor Price.
So we want to know
Mr.
what
negativity behind the glass. Kevin Collins had,
a bad dream.
So they're going to lose.
He had a bad dream, not the kind that Martin Luther King had. He had a bad dream.
That was random.
Let's not drag the racial issue into this.
Oh, we are playing in the black hole.
First of all, it was the dream part that I was talking about, and I was saying it was a good dream. It's probably the most famous dream ever. You're like, that was random.
It's true.
We want to know what you
had an awesome dream.
We want to know what you think, and you can do so. You can let us know by heading right now, because the JetBlue Patriots pregame social is over. Doesn't mean that you're
it's landing.
Fun.
Should we say it's landing? Is
that, yes.
We take off in the beginning and land at the end?
Yes. It is coming in for a landing here. Hopefully Andy can steer us in without getting us hurt.
Please put your tray tables in an upright position, your seat backs up. Get ready to land here. Gear is down.
But stick with Patriots.com. Throughout the game, you can head over to Kirsch Words and have the live in-game blog with Fred Kirsch, the director of interactive media. No, if you're scratching your head right now and you don't know what that is, Andy doesn't know what it is, Paul doesn't know what it is.
Robert Kraft doesn't know what it is.
I'm quite certain that Fred doesn't know what it is. But he is the man, and he will be talking to you throughout the game over on the Kirsch Words.
And if the game plays out the way we're predicting, he will be a happy man throughout the
Because let me tell you something, he was not happy last week.
Negative. But he'll be happy this week because he's going to love the fact that Richard Seymour will be unhappy, because that's the kind of guy Fred Kirsch is.
All right, so a special thanks today to Tim and from the San Jose Mercury News, whose name I butchered.
It's okay, he's still talking somewhere.
Earlier on in the show.
We won't talk to him again if he hears wind of anything we've said about him since he got off the
air. That's Kawakami, Tim Kawakami of the San Jose Mercury News. Who else do we have today? We had Todd was the big winner in the Emailer of the Week from Autotrader.com. Congratulations to Todd.
To the Orientals.
Big win today for your New England Patriots.
And a big win and for Eric Scalavino, because we found out the one way he can sound very, very good in a radio interview, is go on the same day as Tim Kawakami.
No disrespect to the Orientals.
And I would also say, don't look for the Paul Perillo nod because it has been retired forever. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the Oakland Raiders.
Direct snap to Brady, looking left, looking over the middle. Now steps and fires, and it is down and in. Touchdown, Patriots. Wes Welk.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Brady empty backfield shotgun. Time to throw toward the end zone. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.